Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. Are you going to pull out that $10,000 vault? You're going to pick the right one? We'll find out right now. You're going to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And play Beat the Bank Extreme. But only if you're caller number 17.
All right.
Caller number 17, you get to play Beat the Bank. And if you don't get in this hour, it's okay because we'll play again in just over an hour. Or actually less than an hour. About an hour from now, we'll be doing it again. Just like that. We were just talking about Kevin Hart losing toenails and stuff because he does run quite a bit. And he actually had run 11 miles before he did his interview with Kelly and Ryan.
Gosh.
Wow.
He has so much energy.
How do you run 11 miles? I think that's how much I run in a year. I don't run very much.
Yeah. Once I hit 2, 3, bye.
Yeah, I'm good with 1 mile. Good. That's all you need, right? No, not Kevin. He ran 11. So what kind of music does he listen to while he's running?
I run to slow music because it makes me feel sexy. Yeah. I run to slow music because that way, like, when my run starts to fall apart, I'm like, it's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Slow I'm the music. Opposite. I'm like faster, louder. I listen to stuff that I normally wouldn't listen to at any other time.
I do chill rap.
Wow.
So, like, Kevin, slow.
Yeah, you're lifting, though.
Yeah, yeah. But when I'm running, I listen to chill rap just because I don't want to go too fast.
Man, I'm like listening to Korn.
See, that's a lifting music.
I'll listen to like hardcore loud music.
To Korn.
Korn.
What's Korn been up to?
Disturbed. I don't know.
Eat
but
some
Freak
corn!
Freak on a Leash is a great song.
<Da-na-na-na>. That sounds cool.
No.
We should come out to that in football.
Korn.
Yeah, because it starts with, are you ready?
Oh.
Everybody get all pumped.
And they'd be like, yeah!
Yeah, we're like, yeah. I don't know what you're saying. Speaking of other bands, real quick, I got the new music coming out today for you, but this story I had to tell you about, it involves music. And it's a little too good to be true, but we'll see if it's not, because it's down from my homes in Mexico City.
My homes.
Shout out, Pat Mahomes. Earlier this month, a guy in Mexico City hired a mariachi band to come to his house, surprise his girlfriend by playing a song underneath their balcony. Very romantic guy.
Yeah, right.
He was planning on proposing to this girl after the song.
Yes.
But when the woman came out to see the band, it turned out that the lead singer was her husband.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, she was married, but she didn't tell the new boyfriend, obviously, because she was cheating on her husband with this guy.
Oh.
And her husband didn't realize she was cheating on him, so he and the boyfriend got into a fist fight.
Oh.
The other members of the band have to break it up.
Well, he could probably beat the guy up because the mariachi guys were wearing those tight pants and stuff.
Yeah.
So they could, you know, he probably couldn't move.
So,
like the other guy.
We can't find any reports on how her relationship's going now, whether it's with her husband or the new boyfriend, but
hopefully they both dumped her.
Yeah.
Yeah, for reals.
Man, you got yourself the lead singer of the mariachi band, and you're going to go cheat on him. Those guys are studs. The cool hat.
Until they empty their spit valve by your table while you're trying to eat your chips and salsa.
That's the trumpet guy.
That wasn't cool.
That's the trumpet guy.
That wasn't cool.
You gotta be burned.
Well, they're supposed to do it somewhere.
It's like you're right over the queso, dude. Mm. You're just hanging out right over the queso.
They do it quick and discreetly sometimes.
I'm right there with my chips and salsa. He's emptying his spit valve on the floor, JC.
He's gotta empty the spit.
I'd never seen that done before, much less in a restaurant next to where I'm eating.
If you don't empty that spit valve, what happens? Does it just start blowing out?
It's going to start coming out the horn.
Oh, really?
Let's stop talking about
it. Okay, got it. Well, you brought up the spit thing. I had a very valid question about what happens if you don't.
Yeah, it's got to go somewhere.
Okay. Good to know.
I'd rather there, rather on the floor than on your salsa.
Yeah. Man, would you like some extra spit valve on it?
Oh.
All right, we got the new music coming out today. And here's something different for you. We know Lady Gaga can sing.
Yeah.
And we can now hear what she would sound like if she sang with Bradley Cooper, because they do have that movie coming out. And here's
see it, by the way. It's so good.
Yes. You got to check it out?
Yes.
Yeah.
I recommend it as well.
Well, here is their song. It's from their movie, A Star Is Born, and the song is called Shallow on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I never met her before.
Top singing.
Well, he's toxic.
Imagine
right
what
there.
It sounds like.
Well, we've heard it in the movie.
Shallow.
Shallow. It's good. Shallow.
That is not how it sounds. I love how you guys are buying time while we get
shallow.
To that.
Shallow. Yeah. With me.
Shallow. That's right.
It. You want to get shallow.
There you go. Hold on.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Trey. Felt good.
I thought Al and I were all right.
I mean, it was okay.
Tell me something good. Woo! Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing.
Of course he can sing.
And in the bad times I feel
myself. He's a good rock star.
Yeah, he does. And it helps to have the background and the crowd in the background. It makes him sound like an... Like, if you told me that was a new artist coming out with an album, I would believe you.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me something, boy.
Yeah, but Gaga's so good. Yeah. So it makes him not...
Okay. Do you think we could sing that song? Is that an easy song to sing? I can't tell.
I don't know.
As far as technicality goes, because he's not a legit.
You have to make it your own, JC.
Yeah.
The Don Cheadle's going to do a cover.
I think so. If Bradley can do it, you can do it, Al.
If Bradley Cooper can do it, I can do it. Yeah. Is that what you just?
We can practice it and see if we can do a cover.
And if Lady Gaga can do it, you can do it.
First
law.
This is the chorus.
Yeah.
It's great.
I
don't
know
why
that's
all. Al, did you tear up in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
You guys, we had a whole row of us from here. I looked at my mom 5 minutes in. Candy was bawling.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, it just started.
I'm not lying. You start thinking about your old relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're so believable in the movie.
It hits you in the feels, man.
It's really cute.
Man. That sounds so good. They sound so good together. And it's just because Lady Gaga asked him to sing in front of her one time, and she said, Bradley, you can sing. Is he playing the guitar in the movie? Is that really him?
Yeah, it is. You can tell he's one of those guys that really got into it.
Damn.
I don't think there was ever a question that he was going to sing his own part.
Yeah, sing.
Oh, he was
going to
sing.
This is his baby.
Yeah.
Man. Well, that's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
Not the Don Cheadles.
Close.
No.
But not the Don Cheadles. Thanks. Do we have any embarrassing songs for Al?
No. Probably all of them.
Where'd you
try to embarrass me?
Will you marry me? Yeah. I think. Will you marry me?
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, we got another one from Mark Anthony and Will Smith. They got together, and their new music, their new song, it's called "Está Rico."
Yeah, it's the Prince. And I hunt my car with the tents. Mark Anthony with the new anthem. Yeah, I know. It's a little intense. Ferragamo on the collar. We gon' mash a throttle in Miami Harbor. Girl, you want me like a shatter. You make a move, make it matter. Hey, now. Well, I guess we can play now. Blend my Philly way now. With your Latina sway now. Sacude tu canera. Always taking pictures. Laughing, blowing kisses. I think you're delicious. Mark, what this is?
Esta rico.
For DJ Jazzy Diff.
Right?
He didn't get asked to be on that song right there.
Throw him a bone, man.
He's doing his thing. He's going around spinning.
That's Jazzy Def doing.
That's your look.
I sound like I'm drunk.
You're drunk.
I can't even say it. What's DJ Jazzy Jeff doing?
He's probably spinning the hot ones at your local casino.
I suddenly got drunk.
You got drunk right there.
I'm really not.
Oh,
I haven't. Man, when's the last time I drank? Tuesday.
Oh, I thought yesterday.
Oh, I thought like 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I thought that was it right there.
Oh. Al's still waiting to drink. Nobody bringing him a beer.
Al's still waiting for his beers. National Drink a Beer Day. Yep. Still waiting on that one. He's got $20 right there for you, ready to go.
Right here.
And Cardi B, Ozuna, and Selena Gomez are all on DJ Snake's new song, Taki Taki.
way. My body already know how to play. The work could keep it tight every day. And I know you need a taste. Now, ooh, falling in love. Give a little ooh, get it well done. Dancing on my ooh, if a girl wanna run. I keep moving till the sun come up. I'll get high in the party. It's a fiesta. Blow out your candles, have a siesta. We can try, but don't know what to stop me. What my talkie talkie wants, say my talkie talkie gives. Dáleme como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé.
Back-to-back Spanish. Taki-taki. What does taki-taki mean?
I don't know what taki-taki means, but...
Is those little spicy takis, little snacks?
Takis are... Have you had takis?
Have you had the really hot ones?
No, I don't know what one is.
Fire, like flaming hot Cheetos.
Is that like a taki?
Turned up a notch.
No, they're tortilla chips rolled up, and they're spicy.
So spicy.
Takis. Yeah.
Maybe she's thinking about that.
A little corn roll.
It's so good.
Taki, taki.
Be careful, though, because Lil Pump just got hospitalized for eating too many spicy chips.
That was flaming hot Cheetos.
But still, these are just as hot.
I think Takis are harder. Hotter.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm saying. Be careful.
Was it the flaming hot Cheetos or the drugs?
I don't know. Lil Pump said it was his stomach got cut open because of the spicy.
Well, you know, a lot of acid.
A lot of ulcers.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't OD on the
Cheetos.
Some
people don't have the same, you know, physical... ability to digest that kind of
thing. And my bad, it was not Lil Pump, it was Lil Xan.
Lil
Xan. Yeah, yeah, my bad.
My bad, Lil Pump. Gotta get your little straight,
dude. Xanax.
Lil Pump wants us to know he can handle the Cheetos.
Oh, right.
It was Lil Xan.
Maybe with your 20, you should ask for the beer and the Takis so you can try them.
Yeah, bring some Takis for Al.
Please.
We got $20 for you. We'll cover the cost of the Takis. And we got some new music teas going on. A little tease from Kanye West.
All right.
Kanye announced his new album, Yandy. What's Yandy mean, Jenna? Is there anything cool?
Yandy?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. Let me Google that.
It's going to drop on Saturday. He says he wants it to come out in second place, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
By the way, Lil Wayne coming up.
Let me understand.
Yeah. And he gave us a little piece on Instagram.
Maybe it's a grower.
Yeah, definitely not.
I can't speak to it till I hear it.
Well, why do you have DJ Jazzy Jeff on it?
All right, that's the new music out there. Let's go.
Beat the bang. Extreme. Drink a beer. Dang. So let's have plenty. Bring me one now. I'll give you a 20.
And again, we didn't talk about Lil Wayne's new album because we're going to do that with Jenna's That's What I Like, because we know that's what she likes this week.
Got it.
That's coming up. What?
And news. Wheezy news.
You got Wheezy news for us?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got Michelle on the phone right now. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Better now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Better now. A little Post Malone action. What are you doing right now, Michelle?
I'm sitting in the parking lot ready to go to work.
And what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh!
You're doing God's work.
Yeah, you are. What department do you work in?
I'm actually in education. I teach other nurses and MAs how to do their job.
There you go.
Teaching the future nurses.
Teaching nurse.
Well played. Well, Michelle, which vault did you decide to go with?
Vault number 44.
Vault number 44. All right. I like that. Let's get that one ready for you. Let's step up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
1000.
Password.
All right.
Yes.
You have gained access to vault number 44. Here is Jenna to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme.
All right. Even though I'm sure you know, you're going to get in that vault and the banker is going to start yelling out steadily increasing dollar amounts. We don't know when that vault door is going to shut. So all you have to do is feel it out and say stop. No matter if, even if he says 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, that's still in there. You have to say stop. Maybe turn that seatbelt.
Yeah, but wear your seatbelt. It's safe.
You gotta get out of the car and get to work.
That's true. All right, but basically, yeah, if you hear anything with 1,000 on it, it's not gonna go any higher than that. Make sure you yell stop. If you don't, that door will close. We don't want that, okay, Michelle?
Got it.
All right.
All right.
Let's see how much money you can pull out of the banker. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
150. 170. 220. 260. 430. 460. 550. 570. 730. 810. 910.
Michelle,
I would have done the same thing. Why not?
Why
go
not?
For it.
No guts, no glory, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, man. We were right there.
Yeah,
right there.
I know.
It was a close one.
I think that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, like Jenna always says.
There's $10,000
on the line.
You gotta risk
it.
Yeah.
You know what? You risked it. It's money. You didn't have the money when you woke up this morning,
right.
And you were going for it big.
Man.
We don't blame you at all, Michelle. And I hope you have a wonderful day at work today. Okay.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
For hey, you have to got to be gutsy if
that's
you want to win.
Yeah,
that's how it goes right there. Well played, Michelle. Once you get up to the 800, you think you got it. We got another password coming up for you in about 30 minutes, Kid Nation. So don't you worry. Plenty of chances to play Beat the Bank Extreme. But coming up next, it's about you, Jenna Owens.
Oh, I got music, Wheezy News.
Yeah.
I have a really cool app for planning a vacation that I just used.
Oh, cool.
And I forgot your snack, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway.
Tell us about the snack.
All right.
You might actually like that I forgot it once you find out what it is.
Jenna, That's What I Like is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, hey, hey. It's time for Jenna.
That's what I like.
What are you into this week, lady?
Lady. I'm into a lot of things. Like mostly figuring out what to wear to a football game this weekend.
Just wear jeans and a cool shirt.
Gold.
Gold. Yellow. I know.
Yellow.
People.
Don't overthink
college
it.
Football fans get so mad at me when I say yellow when it's supposed to be gold.
Gold, yeah.
You wear that sweater you have on right now to the LSU game.
This is lime.
That's lime, Al.
This is lime green, Al.
Yeah, it
looks yellowish on TV.
Yeah.
The unis are going to wear this weekend are dope.
All right.
Yeah, okay, good.
Let's get into some things I like. Like Lil Wayne. I don't just like Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne. I named my dog after Lil Wayne. Wheezy. For 5 years, we've been waiting on a new album. It's 23 songs. It's called The Carter Five. It came out last night at midnight. I listened to it in its entirety on the way to work this morning. And there's some good songs on there, actually. I don't know. I like to kind of reserve, like hold back my true opinion because I will tell you something about me. I usually don't like stuff the first time I hear it, ever. I mean, I don't love it.
Same.
Like, immediately, right, like, right. I love this song. Takes a minute.
It's
I listen through
way.
Everything multiple times, then I go back and we'll pick, like, two or three songs to listen to on repeat. But I believe we have a clip. It's hard to find clean versions. I really like a song you did called Don't Cry with XXXTentacion.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. But there is a song we do have a cleanish clip from.
Cleanish.
With Kendrick Lamar, and this one's called Mona Lisa.
We have to get the end of the song because the beginning, middle, and close to the end is all we can't play it.
Mm.
Got it.
So we played.
That was probably like the least good part of the song.
But the song is fire.
The song's really good. Kendrick Lamar. But yeah, that's kind of how this works. It came out last night. We don't have all the clean. It's rap. It's a rap album.
And it's Lil Wayne.
There's Nicki Minaj on there. She actually, the song she's on, Dark Side of the Moon. Not Pink Floyd, but she sings. She actually sings. She's not rapping. She has a pretty voice. She's singing slowly on it, which is kind of interesting.
Different.
From Nicki.
Yeah. To piggyback on your hip-hop love, Jenna, Logic came out with a new album, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that Logic's new album's really good.
Yeah, I actually, usually every Friday morning on the way to work before I do this, I listen to all sorts of new releases.
Yeah.
But it was reserved this morning
for
Lil Wayne. 23 songs, though. Lots of celeb, you know, appearances on there. You have Snoop Dog on a song.
Uh-huh.
You even have his own daughter on a song.
Wow.
Like I said, Nicki, Kendrick, Travis Scott. There's a song with Travis. And I got very excited yesterday because Weezy is doing weekend two of ACL on Saturday night, which is just perfect because that's the weekend of Austin City Limits I'm going to. Weekend two. Perfect. For me there, say hi. But yeah, Childish Gambino broke his foot performing, and so he's not able to perform right now, I guess is the deal. So anyway, Lil Wayne, weekend two of ACL. I'm very excited. All right, how does this sound? Netflix and chills.
Chills? Okay.
Netflix.
When you
just
have the flu?
Yeah, no. Scary.
Oh,
spooky,
scary time.
Spooky
oh.
season. Yeah, it's spooky season now. And Netflix, it's perfect because they are, you know, they will re-release, you know, old horror movie favorites, that sort of thing. So they have a lot of good programming for October. The Shining, for instance. If you've never seen The Shining, you have to. It's a must. Yeah, it's one of the best scary movies of all time.
Here's Johnny.
But this is cool, Kelly. And maybe, I don't know if Emma Kelly likes scary stuff, but I mean, I haven't watched this. It's coming out. It's a new Netflix original anthology series. It's called Creeped Out. It sounds really cool. It's a modern day Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I love that show.
Which was a show I loved when I was younger. So this is for younger... It's hard to find scary stuff for younger kids.
Yeah, she loved the Goosebumps stuff.
Yeah.
When she was younger. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure she would love this.
So Creeped Out, again, it's a modern day Are You Afraid of the Dark meets Black Mirror kids anthology series that depicts creepy tales and ends with a lesson. The series is linked together by a mass story collector called The Curious, who appears in each episode. It sounds great. So I love looking out for the kids that were like me when I was young and loved scary stuff. And my mom was constantly trying to find not R-rated horror movies for me to watch when I was a little kid. All right, so do you want to know the snack I forgot?
Yeah, what was it?
Why not?
So I was so torn for a long time on this. Everyone's like, do you eat collagen? Do you put collagen supplements in your coffee? And I was like, no, because every time I would look at the collagen, I just would think of Dead Max's ashes because you feel like there's bones in there. You know, you look through it, it's kind of like collagen. You just know... It's just weird, like bone broth. It's just hard for me sometimes to wrap my head around it. So I finally gave in and found this flavored Vital Proteins collagen. I've been drinking it. You can put it, I mask it because it doesn't have a whole lot of taste, but they say you can just drink it in water, and that's just not my style. I've never been that way with protein or anything, but I have a lemonade, like a raspberry or strawberry lemonade one, but you can put it in a smoothie or anything. I'm telling you, this stuff's so great.
What's collagen supposed to do when you drink it?
The thing is, collagen is...
Makes your lips broke out.
No, collagen will strengthen your skin. You know, if your skin's not having that elasticity.
Okay.
I mean, we always think that it's fat, but it's really protein. And it's in your body, but as you get older, you lose a lot of collagen. So that's why your skin doesn't have the same elasticity that it does. So I started drinking this all the time. I noticed such a difference. But I mean, it's good for hair, skin, and nails and all of it, but it's really great. So I recommend doing this.
It helps with drooping?
Like your skin gets dry and wrinkly as you get older, and this totally starts compensating for it. I mean, they say I've only been doing it now for like 6 or 8 weeks. I see such a difference.
I gotta get collagen.
Gotta get some collagen.
Yeah,
anyway. But yeah, I still mask it. I still mask it and stuff. And then a travel site I've been using, I just booked a trip for my mom and I for Christmas to go somewhere for a little bit. And I kept coming across this culture trip. I don't know if you've ever looked at culture trip before.
No.
It's really great. And it's not just great for when you're trying to do international travel. But let's just say, okay, I live in Texas and I want to take a road trip. Or you know when you have a friend come into town that's from out of town and you're like, wow, I live here, but I don't really even know what to do with them. That would be cool for an outsider.
Yes.
This site's really great no matter where you live, especially if you're just trying to do a road trip, because it'll just show you great state parks or cool, you know, all of these cool weird spots to visit if you're doing a road trip across your state. I mean, I'm taking my mom to Mexico, so I kind of looked for some things. I've been with friends, but what would be cool to do with my mom taking her to Mexico? So yeah, culture trip, really cool site, cool articles about travel, ways to save money on trips, all sorts of stuff. I love it.
You're going to take Candy to the club?
I'm taking Candy to Cabo. My mom's never been to Mexico, so I'm really excited. I just booked a trip for her and I. It's always really just her and I over Christmas anyway, so we're going to buy Wheezy. Sorry. Can't take Wheezy to Mexico.
Poor Wheezy.
But yeah, we're going to go for Christmas, and she's never been to Mexico. I'm really excited. She's going to love it.
That's going to be a lot of fun, Jenna.
Yeah.
If you want to check out any of what Jenna's into this week, we're going to post all that up at kidnation.com. That's Jenna's That's What I Like for the week.
All right.
I'm going to try that collagen thing, though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't take it. I think you'll like it.
Maybe I do, and I don't know.
Or if your skin's dry. Yes. You take so much stuff.
It's probably buried in something.
It's something I take. Yeah, you're right,
probably those boiled eggs or something. Who knows?
I'm getting my collagen. All right, we got your password coming up for Beat the Bank Extreme. What?
Sprinkle collagen on your boiled eggs.
Yeah, why not?
Could you make them smell any worse? Put it in your coffee.
Yeah, I could make them smell worse.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Something nice for National Beer Day. I got a Bud Ice. Beat the Bang Extreme. Beat the Bang Extreme.
Now, that wasn't on your list.
I do realize.
But, man, that's a big beer.
That's a tall boy.
This is a, what is it?
25 ounces.
One pint and 9 ounces. 16 and 9 is what, 25?
25.
I did request for National Drink a Beer Day, a Miller Lite or Dos Equis or a Modelo. But since Larry, my buddy, I've actually known for 20 years, was so nice to bring me a Bud Ice, he thought about me. Apparently he didn't
hear
Larry?
My That's request. All right. That's all right.
I'm going to go ahead and bust this bad boy open.
Drinking it? Beer of the morning.
Oh, we should have made you shotgun that.
Breakfast of champions.
25 ounces?
Oh, yeah, you can shotgun that.
I lost a beer drinking competition in Cancun, Mexico years ago at Senior Frogs.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go down the crazy slide. And then I almost drowned because I didn't know how to swim. It's 12 o'clock at night, so I'm drunk. And I go in this lagoon, and the water, if I'm 6'3", the water must be 6'4 or 6'5". Because I kept hitting the bottom and kind of flapping like this. And nobody was out there.
Is that where Flappy Al came from?
Yes. And I'm trying to get back to the bank, and nobody was out there to help me. And I'm like, where are my pants? Like, they point back up at the slide. Like, you got to go back up there and get them again. I'm like, no, I just won't have pants tonight.
So that's you lived.
He lived.
I live.
There yeah. he is, right
here,
there.
Here I am. But I do not participate in beer drinking contests.
Well, we're not asking you to do a contest. We're just trying to shotgun.
Yeah, yeah. There was no. I wasn't going to make you go down a slide naked and drown.
Well, it's just a bad memory. It still haunts me.
Well, on
as
that
you can
note,
tell.
Have you ever shotgunned a beer?
I have, but not one.
I don't
this
believe
big.
Him.
Yeah, not one this big. Big. No, no.
You don't even know how to do it.
That's when you punch a hole in it or something,
and then you crack it open. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I've chugged a beer. Kind of the same thing.
No, shotgunning's a lot smoother.
I don't know the difference. Not at all.
I don't either.
Kelly, have you ever shotgunned a beer?
Kelly doesn't drink
That's
beer.
A new thing for us together.
Have you ever done a beer bong?
No.
I'll probably shotgun a beer tomorrow at a college football game.
Of course you will.
Oh, yeah, you will. You got to, by law.
How'd you get through college without the bong or the shotgun?
No keg stands.
I just didn't do that.
Have you done a keg stand?
No.
I don't like doing those.
I was at a party where people did that.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing.
You didn't call the popo on them, did you?
No, but people hoist you upside down.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun.
Well, it's not embarrassing if everybody else is drunk.
Well, your butt's hanging out. I don't like that.
Yeah,
you
don't
gotta
do
have
it.
The right outfit on.
Yeah, you have to make sure you're wearing like modesty panties underneath. Modesty shorts.
Modesty panties.
Have you ever done the Century Club?
Yes.
No.
You take a shot of beer for 100 minutes.
60 seconds.
It seems like it'd
Gosh,
be easy.
In my heyday, I made killer Power Hour playlists.
Oh, Power Hour was the best.
Power Hour playlist before you went out. Song changes every 60 seconds.
That's to prep you for the night.
A shot of beer every minute.
Every 60 seconds.
For
100 minutes.
It ends up being about 6 beers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
No.
In an hour.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
But it definitely
man.
Gets
right?
you.
Five, six, something like that.
Nope.
Anyway. The good old days.
College. So much fun. All right. Hi, Amy.
I have heartburn now.
Hi, good morning.
All right.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you ever shotgunned a beer?
I have not.
Oh, interesting.
You don't know what you're missing.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to play today.
Maybe. Are you at work already, Amy?
No, I'm actually running errands today.
Oh, nice. Well, maybe you could take that extra money you win here and buy yourself something nice while you're running those errands. How about
sure.
that?
I would love to do that.
All right. Well, what vault did you decide to go with?
Number 40.
Vault number 40. Okay. Let's get that one ready for you. Let's step up.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
There you go.
There you go. Who's your favorite quarterback, Amy?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, a Steelers fan. There you go. Big Ben in the house. Okay, well done. Okay, so you got access to our vault. We're going to step in there with the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those are going to increase. The longer you stay in there, Amy, your only job is to stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, he could get up in the thousands. So our suggestion, if you hear any number followed by the word thousand, make sure you yell stop because it will not go any higher after that, okay? And if that door closes, you get nothing. Now, you could potentially win $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. That's the maximum you could win right there. But again, if you hear anything with $1,000, you yell stop for it.
Say stop.
You can claim that money. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right, Amy, let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
That's a different bank.
All right.
70. 80. 180. 240. 290. 320. 380. 430. 690.
Closed on me too, Amy, because I was going happy. Dang. All right, well, I'm sorry we had the door closed.
Sorry.
Amy. But good luck to your Steelers this season and your Ben.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry. Have fun running those errands. It's tough when the door closes.
Errands.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Amy.
I know. Well.
Oh, well.
Good news is there is still a chance for you to win that money.
Yep.
So keep on trying. We're playing Beat the Bank every day. 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central is when we hook you up with that password.
All right. You got it.
Again, I'm sorry. And by the way, Ben Roethlisberger went to school with we're gentlemen.
Yeah, Miami of Ohio. I just don't say that because a lot of people don't know. They're like, the weather's great there, right? I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, let's do some feel-good for us.
We need it.
Yeah, we needed it. We wanted Amy to win and it closed on her. So look. And give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about the good stuff going on in your world. What's coming up this week and what are you looking forward to next week? As long as it's making you feel good, we're going to feel good. Feel Good Friday is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get to Feel Good Friday, we have something awesome for you.
Mm-hmm. What?
If you love The Walking Dead.
All right.
Yes.
The Walking Dead returns to AMC on Sunday, October 7th. And everyone who watches knows that the walkers are attracted to what, guys?
Loud
noises, right?
Yes.
Like loud music.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when they're just feeling the music so much that they start singing?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, that's where you come in, Kid Nation. We want you to make a video of you dressed as a walker from The Walking Dead singing karaoke.
Oh, I can get off into this.
Yeah. Now, we need you to only use the music from the song you will sing as a walker.
Right.
Not just the
music
vocals.
Bed.
Yeah. Don't be singing along with Bruno Mars. Use the bed.
The instrumental. Or the karaoke version if you have that.
Yeah, if you have the karaoke, that works as well. Then you got to post it on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Make sure you use the hashtag walkeroke.
And
tag us at Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. Yes, Big Al Mac.
We'll pick the best one to win the trip for two to the exclusive party on the set of The Walking Dead just outside of Atlanta.
Oh, one more tip, too. If you're going to be posting it on Instagram, just make sure, and Twitter, make sure your profile is public. Because if it's not, we're not going to be able to
see your
post.
Yeah.
It's not the length that matters, either.
Right. A minute long is plenty. We don't have time to be looking at 10-minute music videos. I know you've got a budding music director in you, but save it for something else.
Yep.
Try to stand out.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Make sure you dress up.
Yeah.
The better. We want to see it. Want to be entertained by you, too.
Have fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So use some fun lighting and editing if you can, but, you know, keep it about a minute. We'd appreciate it. Don't shoot it vertical.
Please.
Apparently, Russ got a hold of these rules.
Well, horizontal.
A lot of rules.
Well, Kelly, it's better to shoot horizontal.
Well,
everybody knows that. Don't shoot vertical.
So you're saying it horizontal or nothing?
No, it's just we're giving you tips so that you could stand out. That's all we're doing.
Have fun.
So here's what you win. One grand prize winner and a guest will head on off to Atlanta, party on the set of The Walking Dead. Three runners up will they'll score a $100 Visa gift card. Deadline to enter is midnight central on Sunday, October 7th. And again, real quick, before we get into Feel Good Friday, I have a...
It's time for Tidbit News.
Updates.
I love Tidbit News.
Because yesterday around this time, we talked about this story, and we actually got a text about it. From the text, my buddy's a police officer at Dublin Airport. I was going to try to get the scoop on the guy chasing the plane, but he was off duty. He does have some great stories. Well, so there's this guy that chased the plane because he missed it. He
got on the tarmac.
Yeah, he got out on the tarmac, and he was telling it, wait. So he obviously got arrested for that.
Yeah.
And he did appear in court. This is your update right here.
Okay.
His name is Patrick Cahoe. And he was charged with criminal damage to a door lock because, again, he had to gain access down there. And when he went to court, he shouted abuse and insults at journalists. And he swung at them with his suitcase.
Oh, man.
Before lowering his trousers and mooning bystanders.
So he actually took his suitcase with him to court.
That's what he did.
He was a dedicated traveler.
So there you go. That's your update right there.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
And now we can get the Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
You can also post these on the text at 800-543-3548.
Yes.
Y'all, I am so excited for Monday already.
Yeah.
You know why?
It's Monday.
It's October.
October 1st.
Oh, okay.
Because my Halloween photos will start sprinkle through the month of October.
Ah, nice.
I'm so excited.
I have a Feel Good Friday, too. I had a sit down with my son's teachers yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
And First parent-teacher conference?
My wife went to the last one. I wasn't able to make it because I was doing some work stuff, but I did have a sit-down, and they said such nice things about my son.
Really?
That he's actually doing extremely well, and that he's liked, and that he's very respectful, and everything you hope teachers would say about your son. So that I walked out of there with my chest held high. I was just, I'm like, that's my son's a good dude.
All right.
So that got me feeling good. You got one, Big Al?
I got a beer.
You got nothing?
I got a beer.
You got a beer?
I got a beer. I'm feeling good about that.
My husband surprised me with a beautiful fall arrangement in a pumpkin, because our joke is, you know, all the pumpkin spice everything everywhere. But just because. That made me feel good this Friday.
Awesome. Right?
I am going to, for the first time in several years, I don't know how long, I'm going to a high school football game.
Today. There you go.
There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm going
to my first big college football game at LSU, so please say hi, hang out with me in Baton Rouge. I'll be there all weekend.
Speaking of that, Jenna from the text, going to the LSU game this weekend with my husband, and I'm feeling good because I may get to shotgun a beer with Jenna.
Yay! Okay, I have a limited amount of shotgunning in me, so if I say no to you, I've had too many.
First five?
It's Louisiana. You can't say no.
You can't say no.
No, not in Baton Rouge.
Can't turn down drinks.
I turn down shots all the time.
Sorry, that's the rule at the tailgate.
Not at Tiger Stadium.
My body, my rules. But, argue that one.
No, can't argue.
Argue that one.
Your mouth tailgate rules.
Yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
I just got off my third 12-hour night shift, and we're taking family pictures tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Okay, sleep and water.
Yeah, get those masks.
Yeah.
That's exciting, though. These are going to be your Christmas card pictures?
No, just fall family pictures.
Just the fall family
pictures.
I had a baby
last year, so we don't have pictures of, like, all four of us.
Yeah. Oh, what's your baby's name?
Amelia!
My mother-in-law's name.
That's a pretty name. Well, you guys have a wonderful photo session, Heather. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Get some rest, too. It was a long shift right there. Right. Hey, Whitney.
Hey there.
All right, so you got a cool Feel Good Friday for us?
I do. My son turns 8 today, and we are surprising him by picking him up early and going to Disney World. Just his dad and him and me. No little sister this time.
Oh,
he doesn't know.
That's nice. That's nice. Stay off the teacups, okay?
We are super excited.
I bet. That's what a good age, too.
That's perfect age. I think he'll be so excited. Yeah. 8 years old.
Yes, lots of roller coasters.
Oh.
No teacups, babe.
Well, if you want to hold off, if you want to hold off for 7 weeks, we'll be there.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll just stay until we get there.
Just stay there until we get. Well, they got the little girl. They got to get back home to her. Whitney, you guys have fun out there. Take a video of you surprising him too, so you could always look back.
Right.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's going on with you?
I just got back from Washington, D.C. I live in Texarkana, and in Washington, D.C., I got a congressional pin for being an angel in adoption.
Awesome. So do you, can you wear this pin whenever you want on your jacket?
I can, yeah. I run a nonprofit here in Texarkana called For the Sake of One, and we advocate for the foster care community.
Oh, wow.
And so our Congressman John Ratcliffe nominated us, and we just got to go talk to congressmen and advocate for foster children to have more rights and all kinds of things. It was amazing.
You're doing good work there,
yeah,
girl.
Thank you for all you do. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Congrats on that pin. Now everybody's going to know you're official when they see that pin on the jacket. We need pins.
Kid Craddock Morning
Show. Can I wear a pin?
Yeah, we need, I want a pin.
I'll buy you a pin. What do you want?
Just get you
just a, like a cool one.
Just get you a safety
flag.
Pin.
Yeah, I like the American flag one.
And a Mexican flag.
Yeah, so I can show love to both. Yeah. Yeah, I want that. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, man. So what you got going on?
So I'm feeling good this Friday because next Friday I'm going to see Taylor Swift in concert.
There you go, buddy.
Aww, yeah, you yeah, are. You are. Do you want to take our boy Nick Adams? Because he's really into Taylor Swift, too.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly, you're going to be there next Saturday.
I'm going to go Saturday.
Yeah.
She's doing Friday and Saturday.
Yes. So we have, I'm taking my friend from work, and we have floor seats. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you have fun out there, Christopher. She's in Houston tonight, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Getting closer. Yeah.
We're keeping tabs on Taylor Swift and what she's doing. Maybe we'll see Matthew Hussey.
Maybe. Somebody pointed out that wherever Taylor's on tour, Matthew Hussey, I didn't even put two and two together until Robert, our producer, pointed out.
Huh.
It's funny how Matthew Hussey keeps popping up in all the towns where Taylor Swift's been on tour.
Yeah, he was in New Orleans last weekend.
Because we were questioning, is he still dating
Camila Cabello?
Yeah, there's
your answer.
For Taylor.
There's your answer.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.